分享。
By the grace of the Lord, I can stand here to share my message with you.
啊，分享神奇妙的作为。
To share the wonderful work of God.
在一个你们不知道的人身上。
To a person.
你们不知道的人。
To someone that you don't know.
而是神知道的一个仆女的身上。
But to a that a servant girl that God knows.
她世上不是，她在世的时间不是很出名。
She's not famous.
很少人知道她。
Few people know her.
但是神知道她。
Only God knew her.
怜悯她。
And compassionate to her.
爱她。
Loved her.
当我再次诉说这个仆女的时候。
When I describe this servant girl one more time.
她是我的母亲。
She was my mother.
愿在我的分享见证里面。
During my sharing with you,
主如何恩赐在他身上
that almost, how God impart grace to her.
相信神也会恩赐在我们每一个人身上。
I also believe that God will impart grace to you.
世人不认识你
that the world does not, may not know you.
但是神知道你
but God knows you.
因着这样
because of this,
我们得到安慰
that we are comforted,
得到鼓励
and be encouraged.
诗篇第三十六篇六篇第七节
Psalm 36:7 says
这样说神啊你的慈爱何等宝贵世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下
how priceless of your unfailing love that men high and low that would take refuge in the shadow of your wings
啊，这是我母亲的一生的见证
this is the testimony of my mother's life
我母亲一生不是很平顺。
My mother's life was not very smooth sailing.
但神爱她。
But God loved her.
那她在一生中间。
That in her life.
在我的回顾里面。
In my memory.
只有三件事情。
Only three things.
成为我在牧会中间。
Which in my pastoral ministry.
很大的鼓励。
Being encouraged for me.
啊、也愿这样小小的分享
and may this, small testimony
来激励我们每一个人
to encourage you as well,
在服事的 生命中间
that in our service to the Lord,
得到成长
that will grow
与祝福
and be blessed.
回顾我母亲在世的时候
I remember when she was, alive,
她是一个祷告的人
she was a prayer warrior.
她一生中间
In her life,
时常在祷告
she constantly prayed.
啊，她是一个侍奉的人
she's also a servant.
她也是一个奉献的人
she's also a, she dedicated her life to the Lord.
啊，她怎么的服事
how she served,
有很多的方面
many areas.
但是有一件事情使我很深的回忆
but one thing that would really impact me,
在她一生中
is that in her lifetime,
她很会接待牧者
She will be hospitable to the pastors.
凡从有外来的牧者到我们教会来服事的时候
，when pastors coming from other areas，
他一定会告诉牧师
，then she will volunteer。
我要请这位牧者吃饭。
That I want to prepare meals for her for them。
我家不是很富裕
，my family was not that rich。
但是我很怀疑。我一问我母亲为什么会这样做
，and I asked her why she wants to do this.
有一次她告诉我
，she told me this.
接待神的仆人
，to be hospitable to a God's servant
是神的祝福
，is God's blessing.
真的吗
？Really?
她就告诉我说，当仆人来到我们家吃饭的时候
，when God's servant comes to my house and eat.
这是可以跟仆人很好的学习
and we can learn from the servant
无论是在他的属灵方面
from the spiritual side
无论在他的祈祷方面
from his prayer
在吃饭谈话之中
or in the conversation we have during the meal time
他可以向仆人很好的学习
and she can learn from God's servant
成为他生命里面
and then into her life
很大的祝福
that become blessings
这是很有智慧的一个母亲
she was wise
所以他我们就是看到很多仆人到我们家里来
So I've seen a God's servant came to our house
仆人就会分享跟我母亲分享
And then they will share with my mother
他的生命历程
And about their lives
我母亲得到鼓励
And then she was encouraged
然后他就用这一些
And then with all these
成为他的祷告
Became her prayer
所以我觉得我妈妈非常有智慧。
I believe that my mother was very wise.
因此她接待神的仆人。
By the being hospital towards God's servant.
神祝福她。
God bless her.
她是一个祷告的人。
She was a prayer warrior.
她时常为很多事情祷告。
She prayed for many things.
每次的祷告中间。
And then in her prayers.
她都在纪念。求神祝福这些祷告的事。
She remembered all the ministries.
有一次我问她。
I asked her.
有一次她告诉我。
She told me.
她在今天早上遇到谁。
She met somebody in the morning.
我说这个人在日本呢。
I said that person is in Japan.
你怎么可以看到她呢？
How did you meet her?
她说
meet them.
我在祷告中间。
I prayed.
她就在我的祷告里面，她的印象在我里面。
And then I had the impression of him.
在祷告中间互相相纪念。
So we remember we met in prayer.
非常美妙。
It was so wonderful.
所以你想见哪一个人？
So if you want to meet someone,
你在祷告中间，
pray for that person,
他就可以看到，你就可以看到他了。
You will see that person.
你就可以会觉得很亲密。
And then you will feel very close in prayer.
他一生祷告中间，
And then in her prayers,
有三件事情。
Three things she prayed.
台湾话有一句话这么讲。
There's a saying in Taiwanese.
一个蒙祝福的人。
A blessed person is
有三件事情可以祈求
ask for three things
就在他一生之中
in all their lifetime
喝驾喝息喝困
has the capability to eat and has the capability to sleep well and then also die in peace
一个人可以很享受的吃这些个祝福
that we really eager for these blessings
是吗
really
因为我们现在很多人不敢吃这个，不敢吃那个。
Today there are things that we cannot eat, we don't want to eat.
他真的一生之中，他很会吃。
And my mother ate well.
很享受吃。
Enjoyed eating.
他说我要好好的睡。
And then she said, I want to sleep well.
在祷告中间。
And in her prayer.
他可以一觉到天亮。
That
一觉到天亮。
When she sleeps, she can sleep through the night.
神祝福他。
And she God blessed her.
他求神说。
And then she asked her,
让我好好的死。
That let me die in peace.
哎，这不一定了。
That's a difficult thing to ask.
每个人死法都不一定，你很想用什么方法死，但不一定是这样。
Sometimes we ask for a certain way to die, but it may not happen.
但是她祷告。
But she prayed.
她确信。
And she had assurance.
神会好好的让她死。
God will let her die well.
我哥哥怀疑。
My brother doubted.
这是不可能的事。
Impossible.
但是神就是这样接待她。
But God answered her prayer.
在2003年5月20号的时候
May 20th of 2005
我妈妈身体很强壮
My mother was very strong
一生她到过医院无数次
She went to hospital many times
但是她都不是去住院
Not for herself
她都去探访
But to visiting
她一生没有住过院
She never stayed in the hospital
没有打过针
Never had a shot
身体很强壮
Very strong
每天都在那个探访在服侍
And she served these patients through visitation.
5月20号晚上
The night of May 20th.
2003年5月20号晚上
In 2003.
她打电话给我
She called me.
她心里很高兴
She was very happy.
因为她的牙齿
Her teeth.
的假牙都做好了
The denture was ready.
因为在高雄市
In 高雄 city.
老年人他做牙齿不用钱。
That the denture was free.
这是社会的福利。
It was the social benefit.
他很高兴。
She was very happy.
他有一个健康的牙齿。
She has a very healthy teeth.
他就要跟我分享。
And she shared with me.
在电话中跟我祷告。
And pray with me in the phone.
祝福我。
Bless me.
然后他就去睡觉了。
And then she went to bed.
隔天早上星期三
next morning on Wednesday morning
早上五点的时候
5 a.m.
我哥哥打电话过来
my brother called me
说我妈妈过世了
said my mother passed away
我说不可能
impossible
他说我哥哥不会跟你开这个玩笑
well the brother would not play such a joke on me
我相信
I believed
我说我妈妈就这样睡着了
and then my mother slept
她每天早上都会起来祷告
she will get up
都会到教会去祷告
she will get up and pray
但是那一天她没有去
but that day she did not go
她就在那里
and she was there
就这样睡着了
on her bed and slept
一点挣扎都没有
had no struggle
神就这样祝福她
and God bless her
让她很好的死去
and to let her die well
这是一个祷告的人
it was a prayer warrior
她是一个奉献的人
She was also a dedicated person
我家 我妈妈嫁到我爸爸的家庭里面。
When she was married to my father，
是一个很多嫁妆的人，有很多，我舅舅给她很多嫁妆，很多金钱。
She had a lot of dowry to get married。
但是我爸爸
，my father，
都给她毁坏掉了。
Destroyed all。
剩下都没有。
She had nothing。
剩下她的信仰。
Only her faith。
我妈妈流眼泪。
She cried。
祷告
，prayed，
求神
，ask God，
坚固他的信仰
，to strengthen her faith。
但是他有一个愿望
，but she had a prayer， a hope。
他要尽可能的奉献
，that she wants to dedicate herself。
求神祝福
，and may God bless her。
有一次
，one time，
我们教会在建堂
，that during our church building project，
牧师告诉会友
，our pastor told the congregation。
那个有一个风一架风琴5000块。
There was an organ worth $5,000.
谁愿意奉献
？Anyone wants to offer?
我妈妈祷告。
She prayed.
说她愿意。
She was willing.
但是她没有钱。
She did not have money.
她告诉牧师。
She told pastor.
我没有钱。
I don't have money.
我很想奉献。
But I want to dedicate this.
但是求神。
So may God
帮助我。
Help me.
我有一块地。
So I will have a piece of land.
希望能卖出去。
That I will be able to sell.
用这些钱。
And then with the ball of proceeds to offer to church.
我妈妈心里打算。
So she planned.
那块地。
That land.
她希望卖130,000元。
It can sell for 130,000.
然后用5000块这样的奉献。
And then, with out of it with 5,000 of offering.
不久之后。
And then, few days later.
那块地卖出去了。
The land was sold.
卖多少
？How much？
卖135,000块。
135,000.
她因为这样的奉献。
Because of her dedication.
让她更认识神。
That she will know God more.
凡是神的预备。
And see God's
这些钱是神的。
That God is, this is all God's.
预备。
And God prepared.
她的心的奉献。
And then she dedicated herself more.
她自己知道。
And she knew.
她跟神更亲近。
That she closer to God.
这就是她的祝福。
That it was her blessing.
更奇妙的。
And wonderfully.
她将这些祝福。
And she turned this blessing.
成为她的见证。
Become a witness.
跟人家分享。
To share with others.
非常有力量。
It was very powerful.
帮助我们。
And also helped me.
今天。
That today.
她已经在离开世间3周年。
That she always been with the Lord for 3 years.
虽然我心里很难过。
Although I was sad, I'm sad.
没有预备心她离开我们。
I did not prepare for her departure.
但是我们知道。
But I know.
神结束她的寿命。
That when God finished her life.
但是让她的生命。
But and use this life.
继续延长。
Continued.
求神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
愿小小的见证。
That with this small testimony.
是成为我很大的鼓励。
That be a blessing to me.
很大的帮助。
And encouraged me.
很大的依靠。
And a dependency on God.
愿这样的见证。
May this a small testimony.
帮助我们每一
个。Also be able to help you.
兄弟姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们也得到鼓励。
That will be also encouraged.
神掌权。
God is in control.
当你放手的时候。
When we let go.
神就接手。
God will take over.
你愿意放手吗？
Are you willing to let go?
很大的困难。
Very difficult.
但是你祷告的时候
But when you pray,
你侍奉的时候
When you serve,
你奉献的时候
When you dedicate,
就是你的放手
That's when you let go.
神就接手
God will take over.
祝福就来到我们身上
And blessings will flow.
愿一切荣耀
May all the glory,
祝福在我们每一个人生命里面
Be blessings to you all.
Amen.
Amen.
非常感谢林牧师那我们下一位做见证的是王耀明姊妹，
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
啊，你们大部分年纪都比我大哈。
Most of you are older than I am.
啊，不过在主里面，我们还是称为弟兄姐妹。
And we are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我相信啊，一个妈妈最大的特质呢，就是服侍。
I believe a very special characteristic of my mother is to serve.
因为从孩子一出生啊，这个妈妈开始当妈妈的时候，她就是注定好像就是要服侍这个孩子。
Being a mother is just to serve. Serve children.
那就会担心他有没有吃饱，然后有没有穿得好。
Did they eat? Did they wear warm clothes?
啊，我相信每个妈妈都这样，然后我妈妈也是这个样子。
I believe every mother is like that, and so was my mother.
啊，我妈妈过世大概有7年了哈。
My mother passed away about 7 years ago.
然后在这7年当中，我一直没有啊去回想，就是 妈妈的任何一件事情。
During the past seven years, I have never really sit down and recall my mother.
所以这今天好像第一次在回想。
And today really is the first time since 7 years.
妈妈给我的印象最大的就是她很喜欢服侍。
The most impression I have about my mother was that she loved to serve.
就是说像一般的妈妈服侍孩子一样。
Like a serving a child.
可是她不但服侍我们，她也在教会担任很大的服侍。
She not only was a mother that serving in our family, she also served in church.
就是教会有任何的婚丧喜庆一定都少不了她。
That whenever we have a ceremony of a wedding or funeral, you always find her there.
就是通常我们都是会有就是教会有活动然后来参加。
And then many of them will participate in such activities.
不过他就好像是他家在办喜事，他家在办丧事一样。
And then she was like, my mother was like, it was her wedding celebration, it was her funeral.
就是人家嫁女儿就好像她在嫁女儿一样。
If a daughter was married, it was like her daughter was married.
真的就是从之前的准备然后一直到结束就是真的人家有时候都搞不清楚到底谁才是丈母娘。
And then from the very beginning to the end, sometimes you know, then people get confused that she was the mother-in-law.
所以呢他也是我就觉得他真的在服侍当中非常的喜乐就是从来都没有听过他抱怨过。
And she was very joyous in service and never heard about one word of complaint.
常常就是家里半斤三斤半夜或者是一大早或者是很晚就是还是会接到电话。
And sometimes she will receive a call in the middle of the night.
那就是教会的会友或者甚至连那个小朋友都会打电话给他。
Sometimes it's a church member or even the little children in our church.
就是像说有的孩子可能跟父母亲有问题也找他，先生太太有问题也找他，然后媳妇公婆有事情也都找他。
Children have problems with parents that will come to her, and the husband and wife have problems will come to her, and the in-laws issues that they all come to her.
有时候我就在想说他这么忙碌然后都睡得很少他怎么样支撑呢
And she takes a little time of sleep and I wonder how she could sustain herself.
然后我就想说我才不要像他那个样子。
I say I don't want to be like her.
可是我觉得神真的是祝福他。
But God indeed blessed her.
就是连他要过世的时候他都还在服侍当中。
And when she passed away, during that time, she was still continued to serve.
就是一个就是六月份就刚好端午节那天然后他就是带青少年团契然后到澎湖外岛去一个退休会。
And it was June, and she took a young people to a retreat in an island.
就是是意外死亡。
And then it was a very unexpected that she passed away.
然后我就像刚牧师讲的就是真的服侍神的人神真的是会特别的眷顾。
Like the pastor said that those who serve the Lord, that the Lord will truly take care of them.
虽然说我们很舍不得可是呢对他来讲我觉得真的是撇下了世上所有的烦苦愁劳。
It was very unexpected for us, but for her is that she let go all the worldly things and then now she's with the Lord.
然后就是当那个消息传回来的时候然后对于教会就是大家在准备她的葬礼的时候就好像是教会的丧事就是好像真的是家里在办丧事然后所有的会友都是总动员。
And when the church was preparing for her funeral, it was really like our own funeral. And everyone was preparing for this.
然后就是到葬礼之前的那段时间，我家真的是都是每天然后从早到晚都是很多的人来看他，来看我们。
And then, so before the this uh, uh, before the funeral, there's a lot of people day in, day out, and people will come and to see her.
所以从, 我想一个人成不成功不在于说他在世的时候多么有名, 就是当他去世的时候, 然后他留给人们的那种影响, 那我觉得那个才是真的是, 才算数的。
I think the, for a person to be a successful person, I don't know if how much work that he have done, but after the person goes passes away, and then the impact that she, that this person will leave, I believe that would define success.
那个葬礼就是，我可能我见的世面很少，不晓得说一般大概有多少人。不过我们那个教会大概是一百多个人聚会的教会，他的葬礼就是里外全部都是人，大概有两啊250到300人。
Our church only had about 100 members, but for that funeral, for that funeral service, about 200-300 people came.
妈妈她留给我最大的礼物，我很感谢她。The
most precious gift that my mother has left me that is this.
就是她服侍神的那颗心。Is
her heart to serve the Lord.
我相信每个妈妈都希望把天下最好的把她给她自己的儿女。I
believe all mothers want to give the best to their children.
然后我妈妈她也留给我最好，就是这个信仰。
And I know that my mother left her best, that is the faith.
因为她没有办法常常在我身边。She
cannot be with me constantly.
可是呢，她就是让天父来照顾我。And
but our Heavenly Father can take care of me.
然后就是也在教会，然后弟兄姐妹也因着他的关系，然后也都对我们特别的照顾。And
because of her, that we have a good relationship with the brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我觉得要留给孩子的不是财富，真的最重要的就是他的信仰。I
believe the most the best gift that you can leave to your children is not wealth. But it's faith.
因为你再怎么样细心，再怎么样想要照顾孩子，有一天你还是没有办法照顾他。You
can do your best to take care of your children, but one day you may not be able to.
可是如果你愿意放手把他交给神呢，神都会给他最好的。But
if you are willing to let go and let God take care of them, then that would be the best.
谢谢。
Thank you.
要感谢神，我很荣幸的，刚才这两位属灵的已经在天上的母亲跟我都有关系，一个是我的教会的，我妈妈教会，我爸爸教会的长者，非常资深的长老，就是李牧师的妈妈，成为我很好的典范。一个是我的姐姐，成为我生命中一个很重要的影响，所以我很感谢神给我们这么好的母亲。
I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers.
向每一位母亲致母亲节快乐的贺词。
I recognize there are some of you to hear today that it's not really a happy day because your mothers are gone.
对某一些人坐在这里，可能在母亲不在的时候已经离开我们，觉得不是很快乐。
And it always leaves an empty place in the heart.
当母亲走的时候呢，我们心里面总是有一个空处。
I knew, also knew Gloria's mother, and I loved her very much. I don't know that I really have met many women like her.
我认识耀明姐妹的妈妈，我好像没有记忆中没有记忆说有碰过谁像她妈妈这样的。
I never was able to talk to her.
我没有办法跟她沟通。
But we express the fact that someday when we get to heaven, we'll be able to talk together.
那我就跟他讲说呢，我们虽然没有办法中文英文不通，但是呢，有一天到天上我们就可以讲话了。
You know, mothers really are great.
母亲真的是伟大。
She is the first person to hold you.
那是第一个抱着你的人。
For she holds you under her heart
是把你
after you're conceived.
不是只有抱在你的胸前，是在她的心上的。
I don't know if you heard her, but many times she talked to you when you were still there.
当你在妈妈的肚子里的时候呢，我不晓得你有没有记得有没有听见妈妈一直在跟你讲话。
She's one of the first ones that held you when you were born.
是第一个一生出来第一个把你接上来抱的人。
She would touch your little fingers and see that they were all right.
总是呢看看你的手指头对不对，好不好，长得好不好。
And maybe even look at your little toes to see that every one of them.
脚趾头有没有足十个都在那里。
She was the first one that would go咕咕咕咕。
然后呢想跟你让你笑，逗你笑。
She tried to make you smile.
想希望你笑给他看。
And she was the first one to wipe away the tears when you began to go, wah!
当你在哭的时候，也是第一个帮你擦眼泪的。
Really, we need, there is not very much we can say to really honor a person like this.
那有谁可以比母亲让我们更觉得很尊荣、很感谢的呢？
Mothers have a great responsibility.
母亲的责任也是很大。
Because she has much to do with molding our lives.
因为她带着一个要塑造你生命的一个责任。
This responsibility, of course, is from the Lord.
这个责任是从神托给我们的。
And I think that mothers have a little special touch from fathers.
那我相信呢 ，from hearing father or
well, they have a little special something in them.
那在妈妈里面有个很特别的。
You know, there is a chapter that expresses to us about love in the New Testament.
圣经里面新约告诉我们什么叫爱。
We have read it often.
那常常在看它。
And in as much as she told me, I'm very, very, very limited this morning, I won't read the scripture.
早上我被提醒说我的时间很少，所以我就不再重复了。
It's the scripture on love.
关于爱，就是哥林多前书那里。
Now we know that It really emphasizes agape love, which is God's love.
那这里在提的是那个神的爱，爱的特质是从神来的那种爱的特质。
But this is what I think God gives the mothers a little special touch when it comes to love.
好，到了这个爱儿女的时候呢，神就好像特别把这种他的爱呢来启示给妈妈们。
One of the first things in those verses it says suffers long.
首先告诉我们说长久的忍耐。
If they didn't, we have a lot of little graves on the hillside.
如果我们没有这种特质的话，可能这个山边的这些那 hills 的我们的那个坟墓上会多很多是吧？
We had mothers are the ones that has to listen to them cry.
早操劳死了哈。
Mothers are the ones that have to be feed them.
妈妈要容忍孩子的哭，孩子的饿，孩子的需要。
Teach them.
教他们。
When they're helpless, they have to hold them.
无助的时候呢，需要抱他们，带他们。
So actually, mothers can take so much.
所以呢，妈妈的忍受度要很强。
I love children.
我很爱孩子们。
Have since I was young.
从小就爱孩子们。
Worked with them a lot.
我也常常啊做孩子的工作。
But at this age right now, I am very glad that when I have a child, I can give it back to its mother.
那这个年纪呢，我不管谁在我身边，我都希望他妈妈把他带走。
Because this is one of those attributes of love that mothers have. They endure.And they endure.
所以我没有的就是每一个母亲有的里面有长久的忍耐。
Oh, it doesn't stop when they're teenagers.
这个长久的忍耐不是只有到青少年就没有了。
It doesn't even stop when they're married.
即使他们已经结婚成人还是有。
There's something in their heart that no matter what happens, they keep that endurance of love.
母亲的这种长久的忍耐的爱呢就这样子一直持守着。
They're kind, believe it or not.
恩慈。
At least they're, at times they're very soft-spoken and they behave very gentle with the child.
至少呢，对孩子是非常的温柔的，是非常讲话很温和的。
That may not be too often, but they are at times, you know.
或许呢，后来讲话的声调就改变了，但是呢，我们基本上是有那种温和的本性。
In the term of kindness here, it means that they seek to do our good.
那所谓的恩慈就是呢，会为你的好处着想。
Mothers anticipate.The needs of their children.
所以妈妈很注意孩子们的需要是什么。
Even when you're grown up and they know you're coming home, what are they going to serve you? The thing you like the best.
即使你长大了，然后你在离家很远，然后回来的时候呢，母亲总是提供给你你最喜欢吃的食物，对不对？
They don't envy. They're not envious.
爱不嫉妒。
They don't want to destroy their child and what they're going to be.
如果嫉妒的话，可能就会毁掉孩子有的了。
They desperately seek to take care of that child.
因为母亲全心就是要照顾孩子。
And actually, when it comes to it, they just want to see him advance or her to advance.And to get up more and more, they don't envy what their child does.
所以孩子啊，母亲对孩子的那种成长，或者是越或许比你更聪明的时候，你不会嫉妒他，因为你很高兴、很欣慰他比你好了。
They just enjoy the accomplishments of their children.
跟孩子们一起享受他们的成就。
We have four mothers here, or three mothers here today that are very, very happy.
那今天呢，我们有三个母亲很高兴。
Because they saw their children accomplish this morning some beautiful music.
等一下我们就看到有三个母亲呢，对他们孩子呢已经完成了一段学业。
They don't envy the praise their child gets.
他们呢
They're just very happy when they do.
他们不会在意别人给他多少礼物，他们就是很高兴。
You know, they don't vaunt themselves. They want to lift up, don't want to lift up themselves above their children. The mothers are willing to humble themselves to their children.
母亲在孩子面前也不会自夸，总是希望孩子们被抬起来，自己呢谦卑没有关系。
They're willing to talk baby talk to them.
有时候呢还要谦卑下来跟他们讲谈那种儿语的话。
You know, gaga, guju, jaja, you know, all the little baby talk. And when you talk, no, mommy says, no, don't do, no, you don't even finish the sentence, you know. Just pure.
有时候你就学着孩子跟他一起讲他的儿语。
They squat down and then they crawl on the floor with the children.
有时候还跟着孩子一起爬，对不对？要教他爬，跟他一起爬。
They humble themselves to the level of their children.
所以母亲呢，到的地步在孩子面前呢，谦卑到的都可以跟他孩子一样的低。
Mother was talking about someone this last week. Somebody was very, very kind to her and got down on the floor and put her socks on.
那我妈妈这个上个礼拜告诉我说，有某一个人呢，很谦卑的可以。几乎是跪下来帮他穿他的袜子。
But I told them I'm afraid I can't do that anymore because they would have to get me off.
我就告诉他，如果我真的跪下去穿你的袜子，可能没有人可以把我拉起来。
But when we're young, you know, the mothers are right down there playing with them.
但是有多少次在孩子小的时候呢，妈妈总是跪下来跟着孩子一起玩。
This is one. Many, many mothers are not puffed up.
母亲也不张狂。
And I think this is a part of love that we need to recognize more and more.
爱的一个本质就是你不会想要去表示你自己。
That we don't have to have our children accomplished to love them.
所以你不需要孩子有什么成就你才会爱他。
Sometimes they fail,
有时候失败了,
but we still love them.
你一样的爱他。
And if you love your child just because of accomplishments, you don't really love.
如果你爱你的孩子因为他成绩很好的话，那你不懂什么叫爱。
They behave themselves unseemingly. In other words, mothers are very sensitive to the feelings of their children.
接下去我们中文翻的是不做害羞的事，那基本上有点意思，就是体面的，不体面的他不做，就是对于孩子的那个面子他很会很在意的。
Just asked an old maid, she knows.
Okay, go on. I will understand. Okay.
Because anytime a little old maid like me corrects one of the children, the mothers are very sensitive.
如果你要了解我在讲什么意思的话，去找一些还没有结婚、年纪比较大的单身的，像我一样，像妈咪一样，她说呢，只要我在纠正孩子的时候，妈妈就会很紧张的，心里会很舍不得。
Now it doesn't bother the children very much.
孩子反而不在意。
And when I was a teacher, you had to learn not how to control or connect with your children. You had to learn how to connect with your parents.
身为老师的时候，我最难的不是怎么样跟孩子处在一起，最难是跟怎么样跟父母亲相处。
Now parents can say something about their children, but they don't want you to say it.
即使呢，母亲自己嫌自己的孩子，可不要你去嫌他的孩子。
So we see then that they are very sensitive to their children. And they really want to be, you know, they love them very much.
因为爱他们呢，所以呢，就非常的对他们非常的敏锐，去顾他们的这种面子。
I think this one, seeks not her own, is probably one of the glaring ones.
不求自己的益处应该是母亲最大的特质。
Mothers are willingly do anything for their children.
母亲为着孩子什么都可以做。
They're willing sometimes to miss something they wanted to go to so badly, but their little child was sick that night.
比如说呢，妈妈已经准备好要去哪一个地方呢，已经很重要的，可是突然间孩子病了。
In many countries, there are mothers that are willing to go without food so their child has some.
那妈妈会舍下自己的益处，比如说呢，有些。 没有食物、没有足够食物的地方呢，妈妈就留给孩子吃，自己不吃。
What they think about is the needs of those children.
所想到的只有孩子的需要，不是自己的需要。
Even in this day when we're affluency is so great, you know, and the peer pressure in school is so heavy.
其实在这个时候呢，我们这种时代已经变化很大，而且在学校里面的这种同年纪的压力也很大。
And the children come home and say, "Mom, I've got to have a pair of Nikes."
所以妈妈，我要穿那种最有名的 Nike 的。
I mean, they have a big price tag.
哇，那个价钱可是很高的。
And at Payless or Walmart, you could get one of them.
但是妈妈心里想到沃尔玛买就好了，买那个可以穿的就好了。
But they want Nikes.
可是他们要的是那个名牌。
Now they don't need them physically.
那事实上呢，他们不是真的需要那一双名牌。
But we feel that to help them to sort of keep up with things and make them feel like they're as good as the others, we will sacrifice. She'll sacrifice.
为了让这个孩子跟 人家比得上呢，所以呢，自己牺牲也没有关系。
My friend Griddle, her son has his birthday this week.
那我们那个 Griddle 那个师母哈，他的儿子这个礼拜生日。
Now they have a new pair of shoes that you can put on and walk, and then sort of bend back, and it's got a wheel, and you begin to go off.
有一种鞋子下面有轮子的哈，它可以走，然后也可以滑的，可以溜的。
I forget what they're called. What are they called? That's it.
大声一点.
Wheelie shoes, isn't it?
Okay. 一个名称的哈.
You can go all over this area looking for them, and unless you are lucky enough to get one when they come in, you'll never find them. They sell out like hotcakes.
那你现在要买这个鞋子，有时候都很难买，因为他们卖的太快了，畅销。
And so she began to look around for these.
所以呢，这个 Griddle 师母呢，她就到处找这个鞋子要给她的儿子。
And I helped her. I looked around.
我连我都去帮她找。
And finally, she found it.
最后找到了。
You see, a mother's love, a mother's desire, she's willing to, she doesn't seek her own. She works hard, she has things to do, but in her heart, her son wanted
his.
Now, one of them of the love traits is not easily provoked. Actually, it means the intensity of our of being provoked.
所以呢, 我们要很小心地约束自己, 不要去发怒。
Sometimes a child can really provoke you.
有时候孩子很能够惹怒, 对不对?
You tell them not to do something and they do it.
叫他不做了, 偏去做,
and they do it again.
然后又做了,
and they do it again.
一再地做。
Now, sometimes if that was a father, he couldn't take it.
有时候爸爸受不了了。
He's ready to give him a good or her a good swap.
爸爸已经准备好要,
send them to bed. Get rid of them right now.
好,把我带进去。
But mothers are those who keep on with them.
妈妈却可以忍受,
I wonder somehow how they do it.
那我有时候在想说,
I like this one. This is one of those of the love of the love in this chapter that says thinks no evil.
不计算人的恶.
Now, mothers do not think evil of their children.
母亲对孩子是从来不想他不好的,
now, they may feel evil of the children next door.
可能会想隔壁的孩子的问题, 不会想自己孩子的问题。
But when it comes to my child,
那我的孩子没有问题。
It's just what a boy would do.
那就跟别的一样嘛,
他淘气别人的孩子。 But that boy next door is evil.
隔壁的呢, 特别的淘气。
You know, we don't think any real evil of our children. We may understand in our heart that he has real problems, but we think it'll be better.
心里明明知道说我的孩子是有问题, 可是呢, 总是告诉自己说, 他不错了, 可以了。
It's not often you find a mother who has a grudge against their child.
你很少会找到一个孩子, 一个妈妈呢, 故意跟孩子敌对的。
They can do something one minute, and the next minute you look down on them in bed, and they're so sweet with their eyes closed. They're so sweet, and your heart just bubbles up with love.
有时候呢, 对孩子的一些行为,
and all the thinking's gone, all the grudge is gone if there wasn't. You hold no grudge.
你被惹起来之后呢, 等一下看着孩子睡觉, 看着孩子哈, 很可爱说, 你就全部都忘记了。
Now, you don't rejoice in their iniquity. It bothers.
不喜欢不义。
You rejoice in their truth.
只喜欢真理。
You rejoice in the good things your child does.
好的, 你对孩子呢, 只会记得好的, 然后你很享受那些好的。
So therefore, we have to build their little moral storehouses with things that are good.
所以等于说呢,
things that are right.
等于说呢, 在这个孩子的心里面, 这个, 啊, 品格的仓库呢, 好像妈妈就一直把这些特质呢, 装进去, 让他们充满了所谓的这个, 啊, 公义, 或者是, 啊, 不计算人家恶, 或者是真理。
And in the last part it says, it beareth, it believeth, it hopeth, it endureth all things.
凡事包容, 凡事相信,
a mother never gives up.
凡事盼望, 凡事忍耐,
doesn't truly give up.
妈妈是不放弃的, 不止息的, 妈妈的爱是不止息的。
That's right. They bear with them.
孩, 妈妈从, 啊, 怀着孩子, 就这样, 怀着他, 一直到他长大。
I see some of you now when your child runs off and you have to get them back. And they yell when you grab them. And when somebody says something, they make a face. And you, but you bear with them.
不管孩子怎么样, 离开你, 你带回来, 他顶撞你, 你跟他有一些争执, 不管怎么样, 啊, 他, 你总是跟他, 就是陪着他, 包容他,
they get to the teenager stage.
特别是到了青少年的时候,
where the teenager suddenly has become so intelligent that they know more than what you do.
因为呢, 到青少年, 他通常比妈妈已经懂得多了。
But you bear it.
那你呢, 你还是一样, 陪着他,
try to work it out, but you bear it.
想要去, 啊, 就是陪着他, 想要去跟他一起进去。
And then when they get ready to go out and face life, and
当他们要面对他们自己的生活的时候,
they want to do something that is so stupid, you think.
有时候做了一些事你觉得很荒唐。
You work hard and try to change them.
你很希望能够改变他。
But they do it.
但是他们还是去做。
And you still bear with them.
那你还是一样去包容他。
You still love them.
你还是爱他, 对不对?
You see, this is the mother's love.
这个是天生的。
Always hopeful that they're going to be able to be at their very best.
总是有盼望自己的孩子会是一个最好的。
So you see, I feel God has given women, mothers, a special touch.
所以我觉得妈妈特别给妇女，哈，有的是自己没有孩子，可是你有别人的啊的孩子，特别给妇女或者是妈妈有这一种特别的给我们爱的启发。
I could not give an award this morning for the perfect mother.
我今天早上没有办法来形容什么叫做一个啊完美的母亲。
There isn't any.
事实上没有完美的母亲。
I don't care where you go, you're not going to find the perfect.
不管你到哪里去，你会不会找到一个一百分的母亲
？You see, we become more perfect after we're dead.
那在什么时候最完美呢？死之后就完美了。
Things that we used to feel about our mother and things that we used to get upset with, we forgot all about.
当你对妈妈有一些不好的印象，等她死了之后呢，那些的你就会忘记了。
We tell all the good, nice.
你就会讲一些你妈妈的好处了。
And then we suddenly realize we had a perfect mother.
突然间你说，哎，我妈妈那么好，我都不知道。
No, we'll never be perfect mothers. But there's something in this love that should make us to recognize.
你的母亲不会是最完美的，但是这些爱就在那里。
We need to love Jesus and our fellow men more like this.
那我们需要爱我们的主更胜于这一切。
We need to care about people.
我们需要去爱我们
的邻居，爱我们
周围的人。我们也不要去计算人的恶。
We need to be long-suffering with some people.
我们愿意陪着人，有长久的忍耐。
Oh, that God would help us.
神帮助我们。
When it comes to those around us and the world about us, that we then will know that kind of love from God.
因着我们的这种表达神的爱，世界上的人才会知道说，原来神。是爱，神的爱是什么样子？
But I want to say, you are wonderful mothers.
但是我要跟你站啊，每一句说呢，你是很好的母亲。
And we're so happy you're here.
我也很荣幸的，很高兴你可以在这里。
And the next time one of your children run away from you, slap you, or try to do something, remember, I am great. I am great. I am faithful. I'm long suffering. I am. You know, keep saying these things over to yourself.
当你被孩子顶撞忤逆的时候呢，还是孩子让你失望的时候，提醒你自己，我是好妈妈，我很伟大，我有长久的忍耐，我凡事包容，凡事相信。
Now we have that.
星期晚上我跟啊威斯波卡一起在研讨啊，就是家庭教育的时候，我说我们的目标是做好父母亲，但是呢，管好孩子是神的事情。Adam 给我回答的。管的孩子是神的事情，做好父母亲是我们的责任。Okay, you want to call them? Yes. 啊哈啊，由我们就这样开始，对不对
？Okay, Adam.
好，我们请啊我们的那个毕业生，包括大学生还有高中的学生啊的毕业生到前面来好吗
？Is Ben here?
然后带着你的妈妈上来。
What's that?
那雨欣代表好吗？今天母亲节哈，我不是说爸爸不重要的，母亲节我们特别请雨欣来，雨欣代表那个Ben好不好
？Okay, is Lawrence here?
Lawrence, 来，带着你的妈妈上来好吗
？Is he here?
儿子不在，他去哪里了？他有在这里吗？好，你上来没有关系，哎呀。因为今天早上特别为毕业生祝福，那母亲呀，那个上来 here，
okay.
没有关系，上来，请上来。
Okay, Lawrence and
好，秦聪的妈妈在中国。
And
我的妈，你的妈妈。
Okay，
不，秦聪，
秦
聪，
秦聪
，Yeah，
your mother's not here, I know. Okay, seemed like there was someone else.
应该高中的同学，高中的同学。高中的毕业生都OK 出来了哈，好。
Did I get everybody?
Is this all?
Lawrence,
舒琳，这样都来了哈。
No, Alex,
OK, 惠丽。
Alex, is he here?
He's not here. 好，好。你看，妈妈有恒久的忍耐，孩子不来，他们还是来。
Okay, I think we have everyone here.
好
，We wanted to.
好，没有雅敏，这是雅敏去毕业旅行，所以呢，雅盛代替我们很高兴，雅盛终于来了，他很会吹喇叭。
We wanted to really be able to congratulate our graduates today. We really wanted to be able to congratulate our graduates today.
我们很希望能够来祝贺我们的毕业生。
But I think that they sort of copped out on us. They must have been scared.